If you write anything, it will be wrong. So they have not written a novel. They have only marked it by a special words.
Hint.
By hint.
The key to open.
It cannot be expressed. Even Radha and Krishna cannot express it.
But from your explanation, we are benefiting so much.
I don't know what you are thinking. And testing.
I'm thinking my desire is increasing.
Only half an hour.
I have one more short question.
Eh? Half an hour has gone. What about you?
Just 15.
Then I save the question for next time.
What?
You want, okay, I can give a question?
Okay. More questions?
One more. I don't.
I'm very sorry.
Sure. When Krishna in Varaka, he does not want to go to Vrindavan.
No.
And then Rohini and Balaram, they find out and they chastise him as a very cruel man.
Hmm. We had Bhagavatam.
They chastise him as a very cruel man. But he shows no reaction. So it is hard to understand why Krishna, when they chastise him, he does not really express any reasons why he should not go. Why he should not go. Mm. He does not give even excuse. Mm. It seems like he remains silent. Mm. So, I could not understand that he did not
try to discover that thing. What is behind this? You should try. And then tell me,
okay,
what is this?
Okay.
This would also discover.
Very expert teacher.
Okay. Okay.
We are your students.
Peak. Srimati Vishakha Gopi, who formerly taught the various fine arts to Srimati Radharani in Brajabhumi.
Who?
Vishakha Devi, who taught the fine arts to Srimati Radhika in Brajabhumi, appeared during Lord Chaitanya's advent as Sarup Damodar Goswami, who was filled with the various splendid manifestations of ecstatic love of God. So it says Sadhya Swarupa Goswami. So here it says that Vishakha Devi is Swarup Damodar. So that confusing.
Second.
Samar Pono Desh Dipika.
120.
Priya Narma Sakha Arjun. or Pandu Putra Arjun, the son of Pandu, Arjun, Ubhaya Milithaya, Prabhupriya Patra Raya Ramananda. It is correct?
Yes, 120.
Kono kono Mahatma boliya tha Ramanandi Lalita chile. Someone said that Ramanand was Lalita. Kintu anekri shikar karen na. But everyone does not shikar.
Accept
this idea. Because Bhavananda ke prati, Bhavananda, the father of Raya Ramananda, was Bhavananda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that you are Panduraj. So Panduraj, if Bhavananda is Panduraj, his son is Arjun. So Arjun is Vishakhati, is Raya Ramananda. So, Bhavananda tells that he does not admit this. So that is right. Arjuna Gopi is also within Raya Ramananda.
Doesn't it say right next that the conclusion, according to the English translation here, the conclusion is that Raya Ramananda is the incarnation of Lalita Gopi, Arjuna Gopi, and Pandava Arjuna. That's how he has translated the conclusion.
Oh no. Lalita is accepted very little. Someone.
Yeah.
But our whole sect,
yeah,
admits that Visakha is Raya Ramananda. And Sarup Damodari is Lalita. Here is a photo. Lalita Devi, Sarup Damodar. And Visakha Devi, Raya Ramananda. Everywhere.
Except here. And in text 60.
Lalita, the part of some Lalita may be accepted. But it is admitted fact that Raya Ramananda is Visakha and Lalita is Sarup Damodara. What about Sarup Damodara?
Text 160.
Sarup Damodara.
Yeah, 160.
Gaur Gauna Desh Deepika 160. What he has written?
The Kalam Ashikshayad Radham Yav Shaka Braje Pura Sadhya Surupa Goswami Tad Tad Bhava Velasavan.
Here he has told. Here he is written Vishakha. Vishakha. Surup Damodar. I have also written question. Because everyone knows that Surup Damodar is Lalita. In Raramananda, and Raya Ramananda and Sarup Damodar. Sarup Damodar is more near and dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lalita should be Sarup Damodar. And everywhere Sarup Damodar. Yeah, but Gauna Desh Deepika 160. Brajer Lalita Sakhi. But here is Vishakha, it is written in this.
The reference here.
Reference here.
Is here.
Vishakha,
for
Lalita.
This.
But it is about, perhaps in old books it has been written like so.
Which, what book is this?
This is Gaudiya Vaishnava Vidhan. Chaitanya Chaitamrita. There. So that.
Hello?
I am taking service from you.
Thank you.
Saraswati has admitted. Certainly he will have given that in previous time, previous lila, what was Sarup Damodar? I will see after. I will see it afterward. But it is admitted that. Yes.
Gita Govinda and Krishna Kanamrita.
What?
Gita Govinda Krishna Kanamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to listen to this. So why is it that Sri Madhavendra Puri is considered to be the beginning of the Madhurya Rasa?
Because he was before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Are they not before Madhavendra Puri? Jayadev and
Gulamanga.
Jayadev has written something, but he was in confusion where Krishna should obey Srimati Radhika and to give his head on the feet of Srimati Radhika. He was in confusion. But Krishna anyhow written. Then he knew that. But Madhavendra Puri has nothing, no confusion, nothing.
And Krishna Karanamrita?
Krishna Karanamrita. He has written the qualities of Krishna. And he was Krishna Pakhiya, not Radha Pakhiya. Understand? He was a gopi, certainly. He wants to be a gopi, but a Krishna Pakhi. When there is pranay vivad, understand?
Meeting.
Quarrel.
Quarrel.
Loving quarrel between Radha and Krishna. He is to take the paksha of Krishna. So he has written everything in Krishna Karanamrita, that Srimati Radhika is worshipping Krishna. Leela Swayambar Ras Labhate Jayasri, in first slok, Srimati Radhika is worshipping Krishna feet. But our sampradaya is that Radhika should be worshipped by Krishna. So this idea has Madhavendra Puri father. And that is why he has uttered that shloka. Ai Dina Dayadranath, He Mathuranath. Mathuranath. What is the meaning of Mathuranath? There is a special meaning for Mathurana. He has some angry. He is angry. In anger mood he has told me. You have left Vrindavan and you have the king of Mathuranath. So we have nothing with Mathuranath. You should go to Mathura. And if you want to come to Vrindavan, please give up Mathura Nathatva and all the things, that is Mukut, Rajya Vesh, Raja Vesh. Understand?
Dress of a king.
And one thing surely you should remove, that you are son of Vasudev and Devaki. If you admit that I am son of Nanda and Yashoda, and I have no connection with Kubja, you are Mathuranath, Kubja is your queen, so you will have to remove all these things. Can you remove? She is telling in anger mood. This is our Gaudiya Vaishnava idea. Kadava lokyase, when you come to Vrindavan, and in this shape, as I am telling, with your bansi, with your mayur puchha, with flowers, ornaments, and very, very close to gopis. when you will come in this shape in Vrindavan. So my mind is whirling hither and thither. In Goswami's books, so many references will be found according to this. So, Gita Govinda, in Gita Govinda also, Krishna preference is more than Srimati Radha. So, Madhavendra Puri is the root of this raga puga bhajan.
In Hariharaya Nama, Krishna Yadavaya Nama, Mahaprabhu has picked that up and chanted that, but he's chanting Yadavaya.
Always you have to see the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has so many functions. One function for those who are ordinary persons. They have no bhakti. For them, there is external cause and external things to do. And for special persons, those whose swarup is like Gopi, he has given it in fourth Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Chaitanya, fourth Adhyaya, and Rajyatra, Raya Ramananda, and all other places. So, when he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, does kirtan in ordinary gathering, he tells like this, Hari Hare Namah Krishna Jalabai, Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav, and all other things. But when from his swarup, that is Radhika Bhav, if it was kirtan, kirtan, then he Aradhanath, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Shyam. Gathering ordinary person are more in number in this world. To attract them as a common thing, Jado, Madhav, all names are. Jati Jan Nivaso Devaki Janmabhado. That is
true. In Vrindavan, they never chant Yadavaya in separation. Feeling separation, they...
In anger they can tell.
Anger.
In anger, not in love. You are jado, so you are very, very like a stone. What?
Cold-hearted.
Cold. Then you can be jado. For Krishna Deity. But our Nandanandan is so soft. Yashoda Nandan is so soft. Srimad Bhagavatam, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has especially written about all these things. Why are they called him Jadav, Devaki Nandan, Vasudeva Nandan? He has different references. or Kamal Nayan? Who is Kamal Nayan?
Who is Kamal?
Eh?
Who is Kamal?
Kamal Nayan.
Kamal Nayan.
Lotus eyes. Who is Kamal Nayan? Who is called?
Krishna.
Krishna is Kamal. Gopis are telling him Kamal Nayan because Kamal is Jad. Jad is Achetan. You know? Jad, nahin? He is not Chetan.
Conscious.
Huh? What?
Chetan is conscious.
Conscious.
Unconscious. Yeah.
He is not Chetan. Atma Jar Chetan. And these all things are jar.
Right.
What?
Inert.
Non-living.
Dead matter.
Dead materials. Dead materials. So, when Krishna is out of Vrindavan and in Mathura or Dwarka, they called him Kamal Nayan in the sense that you are Jad. You are not premi, lover, actual lover. Only for show, as if Kamal, lotus.
But opening, blossoming.
Yeah, it hum nahi kar sakte. That is my difficulty, that I cannot. That cannot I.
We are following.
अच्छा ठीक है अच्छा अंडरस्टैंड
the gopis are saying that Krishna is acting like dull matter and not reciprocating with them, not because they are there acting so stone hearted.
We can know Srimad Bhagavat only by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Sanatana Goswami or Jiva Goswami by these commentaries. Otherwise, only external meaning.
They're not printed in English.
Bengali.
Bengali.
And you had them in
Thousand.
They were available also here.
But our acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Swamiji, my Gurudev, has not adopted this. So we should do what our Guru has done. We should follow the footprint of our Guru. That is very convenient and very good. We should not do anything against the principles of our Gurudev. We should not try to do any new thing because something wrong can be adopted. You are hearing? Yes, you are hearing. You are very.
Raja,
Also Vidhi Marga. Without Vidhi Marga, Rag Marga is nothing. First we should adopt Vidhi Marga. And when it is ripe, then we should try to incline towards Ragantra. If we have no grief and not qualified, and if we try to enter in that Raganuga, we will be destroyed. No?
Actually, my question, was this book written because of the...
It is usually written for Grihastha Vaishnavas. But to any extent, last extent, it is for all Vaishnavas.
So in Bhagavad, the description given of Vrindavan is with trees and sand and birds like we know, but more beautiful. But this book, Vajrita Chintamani Govinda Lilamrita, the trees are made with money or they're made with gold. So this is not, we have not seen that. So why is one different than the other?
Plants are beautiful. We keep it in pots. The colors are of so many
colors.
Sometimes it looks like golden. Some part like silver.
Yes.
Sometimes so beautiful. Painted.
Looks like ruby. Looks
ruby.
Like jewels.
So they have been.
I see.
Told like so.
Uh-huh. So in this Boma Vrindavan, the trees were not made of jewels. Or they are made of jewels also? Are they actually made with jewels or they look
because
like jewels?
The things which are not available, they are called precious.
Mm-hmm.
The things which are
common,
available so boundly, they are very cheap. No?
Yes.
This is more valuable than clay or
yes.
earth. But this cannot grow flowers, they cannot grow vegetables, they cannot grow seeds and all kinds of things that we take and that are essential for our lives, he cannot give.
This marble.
But earth can give.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
But God is so kind that it has made it so vast.
Mm-hmm.
If there were only this thing,
yes.
our lives would be saved.
No.
But if earth...
Yes, everything can come.
Then who is best left? Cheap and what is valuable?
So which is valuable and which is actually cheap?
So earth is valuable more than this.
Yes.
Earth is kalpa taru.
Mm-hmm.
Kalpa taru, you know?
Desire tree.
Because we can have everything from that.
Starting.
No?
Beginning from earth, everything is coming.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
But this cannot give.
Yes.
No?
Mm.
Gold cannot give.
Right.
Mm. Hira, you know?
Hira?
Diamond.
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 Yes.
Diamond is more precious.
Mm.
But it cannot give.
It cannot
give. Anything.
Yes.
But they are found very rare, so they are valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Now that earth is more and more valuable than this.
Mm-hmm.
So earth can be said that it is Kalpataru like. No?
Yes.
What kind of cows?
Kamadhenu.
Kamadhenu. This is Kamadhenu earth.
Mm.
But these are not.
Mm.
These cannot grow.
Grow
fruits.
Anything.
Eh?
They cannot give us anything.
Anything.
Yes.
They will take anything.
Mm.
But they cannot give.
Mm.
And earth can give it.
Mm.
So earth is Kamadhenu, Kalpa Vriksha,
mm.
everything.
Mm.
So in Vrindavan, the bhumi is of Kalpa Vriksha. Kalpa, Kamadhenu, more than Kamadhenu.
Mm.
Here we'll have to give seed, water in earth.
Mm.
Then earth can give anything we require,
yes.
for our body.
Mm-hmm.
By giving water and anything, he cannot support us.
Mm. Right.
No? In Vrindavan, we cannot, we will not have to give water or any seed, only we will have to have any kalpana, kamana.
Desire.
Desire.
Mm.
That also earth cannot give.
Cannot give the desire?
What
cannot give
desire?
The thing without the seed.
We'll have to make desire
mm.
and we'll have to do any effort.
Here?
Then here, in this, from earth. Then
mm.
she will give everything.
Something.
But there, the earth is so Kamadhenu. Cows are Kamadhenu. Everything are of that. Trees are Kamadhenu. That they will give anything for me. So, the earth of that place is of Markat, more than gold. More than diamond or anything.
More valuable.
More
valuable.
No, valuable
more
we cannot say.
Mm.
Say.
Mm.
Value comes in any idea.
Mm.
They are in valuable.
Mm.
More than valuable.
Yes. Beyond value.
No value can be
asserted. Is the dust the Braj Raj, the dust, is it conscious, jivas?
Certainly.
Every dust is a jiva?
No.
Or what?
They are all Sandini Shakti.
Sandini Shakti.
Of Baldev.
Mm. Like you said, when the Dham comes.
They can grow put thousands and lakhs of Brahmanda. They can fulfill every idea and every desire they can fulfill.
Does that mean the dust that we can see now? Or is that
you cannot
interior
see.
Vrindavan?
You cannot see.
Mm.
You cannot see.
Mm.
You are seeing me?
I think I am seeing you.
Huh?
I think I am seeing you.
No, you are not.
In one sense.
Not in any sense.
That's true.
So we are not seeing.
Yes.
What is called seeing?
Some perception of the eyes?
These eyes cannot see. They cannot realize.
Yes.
They cannot speak. They cannot see.
They cannot understand.
Only they can see when manifested.
I see.
Any light.
Yes.
Without light, without
yes.
the help of light, they can.
Mm.
So, if Jogmaya can help, these eyes can see.
Yes.
Understand?
Yes.
Without the help of yoga maya, these eyes cannot see immaterial things, aprakriti. Vrajraj is quite aprakta, Sachidananda Ghanavigraha. How these eyes
can see this. So what is it that we see? What is that? Means now we think that we're seeing something. What is it that we are thinking we are seeing?
You are seeing nothing.
How can I write a book and tell everybody that they are seeing nothing? I can. They will not believe me.
They will not believe. But I will believe. I will
but believe. They are not so learned. They are not so realized. So how can I explain something so valuable to them? How can we explain it to them? You will believe, but they will not believe.
How can no Thakur is telling this?
Yes.
Nityananda Prabhu is telling like this.
Yes.
Chaitanya Charitamrita and all other books are telling like this. They support me.
Yes.
I'm not telling by.
I am not arguing. I am just thinking how to explain it to others.
Yes.
Sends Baladev comes and before Krishna comes. So prior
first thing is
yes.
First question.
Yes.
What we see?
Mm.
We see unreal things.
Yes.
By Maya, illusory Maya. And the fruits of illusory Maya.
Fruits of illusory Maya.
The things which are created by illusory Maya. Do deprive us
of the real thing.
But these are not real things. Real thing. That is the real thing. But we don't realize that this is real.
But is that in, say, in an ordinary place, and Vrindavan, this that we can see, is that the same Maya in both places that is working?
Both. The man, which is deceiver, cheat, liar, all the opposite disparities in a man will in other places in Calcutta, Bombay. He's thieving,
his heart
lying, murdering. He will come to Vrindavan. He will here also do that.
Yes.
What he is seeing there? Women's.
Yes.
Worldly things, we are also, we will search, we will not reach him.
But in this Mathura Mahatmya, Goswami says, so many cases of very sinful people, that if they die in Mathura, they will go immediately back to Golok. Is that correct?
That is correct. Because the duster, whether he knows or not, whether he is willing or not, but he has a touch of all these things. So, something is going on. So, this way. But the illusory Maya of all the places are the same.
The illusory Maya works on the person, not on the place. So he is carrying with him the same idea everywhere. Baladev comes first and he descends and then Krishna comes. So Is that descent of Baladev, is that something visible, or is that something...
It may be visible, it may not be visible, but he surely comes.
Yes.
In some cases, or more cases, it is visible.
There is some change.
Some change.
Yes.
Sometimes it is not visible, like Rishing Dev came.
Yes.
It was not visible, but yet Ram came.
I see.
Ramchandra came, it was visible.
Yes.
Krishna came, it was visible.
Yes.
Because all waters were so much clear.
Mm.
All Prakriti, Prakriti, you know?
Nature.
Nature became so vivid.
So beautiful.
So beautiful.
Mm.
Prakriti.
Mm.
Clouds, clouds giving some water, pouring water.
Mm.
So blissful thing.
Mm.
So it sometimes it. Especially changes come.
Special changes come sometimes. So before Baladev descends, the Dham is not like that.
Dham is there but not visible. And then at that time it becomes clear.
Mm-hmm. Is this visible and invisible? Is that can a sadhak see
that?
That
time,
yes.
By the grace of Baladev,
yes.
Yoga Maya attaches both the things.
Uh-huh. Yes.
World attaches with Vrindavan.
Yes. They come together.
Mm-hmm.
When Sri Krishna leaves, does that also leave?
Certainly.
Uh-huh.